This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. When Iran instituted gas rationing a couple of weeks ago, it ignited small riots. The oil-rich country is trying to reduce the billions of dollars the government spends on imported gasoline. Iranians are adjusting to the changes, but it remains to be seen if rationing will have the desired effect. Reporter Steve Zinn has this report from Tehran.
The violence that led to the torching of gas stations during the first days of the rationing has ended. So have the long gas lines, and armed guards are no longer posted at stations like this one in central Tehran. When gasoline spills out of the tank of one vehicle, a man admonishes the driver, "Be careful, it's jewels." Amir Modadi is waiting his turn to fill up. Modadi says he understands the need for rationing, but his monthly allotment won't be enough.
I think rationing is a good plan, but they should allocate more. For example, I'm a 70% disabled veteran, and I need more fuel to do my daily work, because I can't walk as much as other people or take public transportation as much.
Because it can't refine enough to meet its needs, this oil-rich country has to import 40% of its gasoline. It then sells it to Iranian drivers at a subsidized price, most recently about 40 cents per gallon. The government hopes the rationing program will force a drop in gasoline consumption. A woman filling up at a busy North Tehran gas station says her family is cutting back on driving.
We've tried to save. We haven't used our normal amount.
She agrees something had to be done to reduce gas consumption, but she says rationing is imposing an unfair hardship on people. That's a sentiment echoed by a cab driver named Davoud.
If anything is to be done, it should be to improve our living standards, not take away my right to oil.
Davoud says perennial high inflation and recent increases in food prices are also making life difficult for ordinary Iranians. Gasoline rationing and price increases have long been discussed in Iran. As a longtime member of the Majlis, the Iranian parliament, Kamal Danishyar is a veteran of those debates. Danishyar heads the parliament's energy commission. He helped push through the rationing program. He admits he's heard nothing but complaints from his constituents.
The majority of people are against rationing and are not happy with us, but we've done this for their own good.
Danishyar predicts that through rationing and reducing its reliance on imported gasoline, Iran will save $100 billion over the next decade. He recites a laundry list of benefits from the savings: better highways, better hospitals, improved programs for the poor, and a cleaner environment. Danishyar says later this month, Iran's auto manufacturers will begin making only hybrid cars, fueled by both gasoline and natural gas. He predicts with the new cars, rationing, and the addition of new refineries, Iran will someday have a huge gasoline surplus.
In the next 5 years, we will be one of the biggest gasoline exporters in the world.
Danishyar downplays the idea that rationing is a security issue. He says he's not concerned that future sanctions over Iran's nuclear program might threaten the country's gasoline supply. Sayed Laylaz sees it differently. He's an Iranian economist who's advised past governments. He says his country's leaders should be concerned that the U.S. and other Western powers could impose a ban on gasoline exports to Iran as a means of pressuring Tehran to halt uranium enrichment.
They should think about this fact and this potentiality in which the United States maybe doesn't want to let us receive our fuel from out of the country.
But Laylaz is also critical of the rationing program. He says rationing creates another level of bureaucracy in an already inefficient system where corruption is a serious problem.
You know, immediately, even now, we have black market in gasoline. And black market by itself means corruption, which is very popular and famous in my country, very ordinary.
Laylaz says the best solution is simply to raise the price of gasoline to reflect its real cost. For NPR News, I'm Steve Zind in Tehran.